Speaking to foreign journalists in Jerusalem, Ehud Olmert rejected any criticism of Israel's military incursion into the Gaza Strip, saying the operation to free Israeli Army Corporal Gilad Shalit and stop Palestinian militants from firing Qassam rockets into Israel will continue as long as necessary.
I will stop when I will feel that I can provide security for the people of Israel. I will not stop until then. I will continue to take every possible legitimate measures of self-defense that will help provide better security for the people of Israel. The timing will be determined by the aggressors. The timing will be defined by those who initiate the terrorist actions against the state of Israel. And so it's entirely up to them. If they will stop it, we will stop it.
Mr. Olmert also ruled out any prisoner exchange with Hamas or negotiations with the Islamic militant group to win the release of the Israeli serviceman. Israeli troops entered the Gaza Strip 2 weeks ago after Palestinian militants captured Corporal Shalit in a raid on an Israeli border post on the Gaza Strip. After heavy fighting, Israeli forces withdrew from the northern Gaza Strip on Saturday, but Israeli troops still occupy positions in the southern Gaza Strip and east of Gaza City. At least 50 Palestinians and one Israeli have died in the fighting. Both the European Union and UN Secretary General Kofi Annan have criticized Israel for using what they describe as a disproportionate use of force in the operation. Mr. Olmert has rejected the criticism, saying Israel has no other way to stop what he describes as the fear, the shocks, and the lack of security for Israelis. Israel's Prime Minister also says the Gaza operation will not derail his plans to withdraw from much of the West Bank during his term in office.
I haven't changed my basic commitment to the realignment plan. I know that this will be difficult, and it is difficult, but I am prepared to oppose those who are threatening the peaceful future of the Middle East, and I am absolutely determined to carry on in order to ultimately separate from the Palestinians and to establish the secured borders that will be recognized by the international community, and at the same time that will allow the Palestinians to have a contiguous territory where they can have their own independent Palestinian state.
Mr. Olmert says Israel is not interested in toppling the Hamas-led Palestinian government, saying Israel's only interest is in freeing its servicemen and stopping terrorist attacks. Speaking in Damascus on Monday, Hamas political leader Khalid Mashal said Israel must free Palestinian prisoners if it wants to gain the release of Corporal Shalit. The Hamas leader also says Hamas will not be defeated by the Israeli military. Mashal says Israelis are dreaming if they think they can defeat Hamas and that the militant group will continue its attacks against Israel. In his remarks, Mashal accused Israel and the United States of practicing terrorism against the Palestinian people. Israel, the State Department, and the European Union consider Hamas a terrorist organization for carrying out numerous attacks against Israel. Most international donor aid to the Palestinian government has been suspended until Hamas agrees to recognize Israel, disarm, and honor existing agreements between Palestinians and Israel, something Hamas leaders say they will not do. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Jerusalem.